It's our ring, time for Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Constable Ben Withers in the Jotham Down store talking to Lum. Listen.
Well, now, Lum, looking at it from my official capacity and from the standpoint of my experience as a constable, I say this, Lum. I say that the box was found in your attic, so it belongs to you.
Well, I want to do what's right.
It's your rightful possession.
If the rest of them's got any claims on it, I'm willing to divide it up.
Yes.
Of course, they might not be a whole lot to divide up. All we've got is this formula.
Fine.
It might not be worth nothing, you know. But then on the other hand, if it ain't, why would old man Hempstead have went to all the trouble to hide it up there in the attic?
You say old man Hempstead's hiding in your attic?
No, I said it was...
He's dead, isn't he?
Oh, sure.
No, Lum, that box belongs to you. I don't care who's hiding in your attic, dead or alive.
Well, I'm aiming on mixing up the stuff in that formula and see what it is. I've just got a notion it's something old man Hempstead invented, and it's worth a lot of money.
Well, why don't you get whatever ingredients the formula calls for and mixing it together and seeing what you've got?
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
I don't want to get all the stuff in one place, though. Don't want nobody else to find out what all's in it.
I'd keep it a secret if I was you, though, Lum.
Of course, now, I hate to go to all the expense of having this stuff made up and then have all them other heirs step in and claim a part of it.
Oh, well, don't worry about them. They're not heirs. Those family trees Professor Crenshaw wrote out for them was nothing but fakes.
Yeah, I know.
All fakes, nothing to them. Lum, do you know that that fella cleaned up over $1,000 getting out those family trees?
Over $1,000?
Yes, sir.
Grannies, I had no idea it'd run that high.
Yes, sir.
Oh, to goodness. Well, he's about the only one that made anything out of the Hempstead estate, it looks like.
There's a man not to be trusted. I wouldn't even keep him in my jail down there. Gave him $2 and told him to get out of town.
Well, good. Gave him $2.
Told him never to come back. You got to deal with that kind of man just that way. Do you realize, Lum, do you realize he was getting $15 from everyone around here for those family trees?
Yeah, I know it only too well.
$15.
I just wished I had my $15 back. That'd help buy some of this stuff that the formula calls for.
Well, Lum, if you need some cash, I got a little saved up. It isn't much.
No, Ben, you need it more than I do. Thanks, but you keep it.
Welcome to it.
I think I can get enough together somehow.
Well, if you need it, Lum, just
well,
say
that's
so.
Mighty thoughty of you, Ben, but I'll work it out some way.
I could write to Professor Crenshaw and ask him to send back that $2.
No, I don't think you will ever find him again.
Yes?
He's gone from these parts for good.
Who's that, Lum?
Professor Crenshaw.
Oh, well, you don't need to worry about him, Lum. He won't be back. I sent him packet. Yes, sir, I took care of him. The law doesn't trifle with a man like that. You know what I did with him, Lum?
Yeah, you told me.
I gave that ragtag $2 and told him
wait
to skedaddle.
Wait a minute. I just happened to think. What about that $1,000?
What $1,000?
The $1,000 he took off the folks here in town for making out them family trees for him.
Oh, for pity's sakes. What in the world is the matter with me? You know, I forgot to ask him about that.
Forgot to ask him about it.
Yes, I should have taken that $1,000, and then I could give everybody back their $15 he took it away from.
Why, of course you could. You mean you let him out of the jail with that $1,000 he took off the folks here in town and then give him $2 more to leave on?
World is wrong with me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a sign made and hung up down there in the jail. Sign's going to say, prisoners will please empty their pockets upon leaving the jail.
Right? Yeah.
Had that sign there then, when he'd plunked that $1,000 out on the table, I'd have thought about it. Oh, dear. Well, where comes your partner?
Huh? Oh, Abner. Yeah, he's been out making the delivers.
Well, I've got to be running along, Lum. I got to tidy up the jail. One thing and another.
Well, don't rush off.
Oh, hello, Ben.
Just fine, Abner. And you?
Huh?
That's good. Well, I'll see you fellas later. So long.
You leaving so soon, Ben?
How's that, Edward?
I said, are you leaving so soon?
Fine. See you later.
Well, so long.
Doggy. Hard to keep up with you. That Ben Lum, he's an awful nice feller, but doggy, sometimes it sure is hard to carry on a conversation with him. Did you ever notice that?
Well, yeah.
His mind sort of wanders sometimes.
Well, I think the whole trouble is he's generally so wropped up in what he's saying, he just don't ever hear nothing anybody else says. Means well, though.
Oh, yeah, he's a nice feller. There ain't no doubts about that.
And generous, too.
Yeah.
You know what he done just now?
Huh?
It was awful nice.
What's that, Lum?
He was wanting to lend me some money to help buy that junk for the formula.
Oh, was you talking to Ben about the formula?
Yeah, the subject come up.
Oh, how much money did you borrow from him?
Well, I never borrowed none, but he offered to let me have it.
You never?
No.
Well, doggies, Lum, you've got to raise that money some way. How do you expect to do it if you turn everybody down that comes in here wanting to loan you money? You ought to have took it off of him.
Well, I don't know. I just never wanted to take it from him. He ain't got none to spare, I know.
Well, no. He never spends a nickel on himself. What little he has, he generally gives away. I bound you everybody in this town might not have borrowed money from
him.
I
know it.
See him down there on the street. Loafers come up to him, hit him up for money, he lets them have it.
Oh,
folks
yeah.
Around here, these deadbeats around town here, never has paid a bill. Oh, everybody money. They still borrow from Ben.
Borrowing money from him to buy tobacco with.
Yeah.
Children borrowing money from him to buy marbles and tops with.
Yeah, he'll loan anybody money. Well, Lum, by the way, if he was wanting to lend you some money to make up that formula, then he must figure you've got a right to it.
Yeah, that's what he said. Said according to the way he looked at it, these other folks around here ain't got no claim on it at all.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you, too.
Said long as Professor Crenshaw turned out to be a fake, why, all them family trees was null and voided.
Huh?
Said they weren't no good.
Oh.
All of us ain't kinfolks, after all.
Yeah, well, doggies, in a way, I'm glad to hear that, Lum. I was getting sick and tired of having everybody call me cousin and nephew and all that. That blamed Grandpa Masters going around town calling me uncle. Uncle Abner, he'd say, every time I seen him. He's old enough to be my mama.
Well, it was kind of embarrassing for me, too. Widder Abernathy kept calling me up and calling me cousin and asking me to come over for a family reunion.
Well, you went over there a couple of times, didn't you?
Yeah, well, what could I say? Couldn't stand there and insult one of my own blood relates, could I?
No.
Anyways, I believe I'll just call her up and insult her now that I know she ain't a relate of mine. Tell her to take that picture of me out of her family album, too.
Where'd she get a picture of you?
Oh, she asked me for it, and I had to give it to her. Had me write on it, to my own dear cousin.
Oh, my sakes alive.
That's terrible. Worst part of it was I had to let that whole pack of youngins of hers sit on my lap and climb all over me because I thought they was my nephew.
That oldest one, too?
Oh, him, yeah.
Doggies, he must weigh at least 130 pounds in his sock feet.
Oh, he weigh more than that.
Oh, he's a bigger one, yeah.
He sat on my lap one whole evening. Had me read Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Read what?
Little Lord Corduroy or something. I forget. I will say that it's an interesting story.
Well, I'll have to read it sometime.
If you could read it without somebody sitting on your lap.
Yeah.
You might enjoy it. I know I never. Leastways, not with an overgrown little varmint sitting on me.
No.
Yeah. If I get a hold of that Professor Crenshaw, I'm going to take one of the limbs off of his family tree and wrap it clean around his head.
Wait a minute, Mom. Look, coming yonder.
Huh?
Old Squire Skimp coming up on the porch there.
Him. For a minute, I thought you meant it was Professor Crenshaw.
Reckon what old Squire's wanting, man.
No, tell him. I wished he'd stay away from here. He's caused enough trouble. Making all these folks around here think I'd taken something out of that box before we opened it up the other day.
Yeah, I'm getting to where I can't hardly stand the sight of him.
Me too. Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Come on in, Squire.
Yeah, what can we do for you today, Squire?
Well, Sir Lum, I've just been thinking about that formula that was in that box. You know, that thing might be worth more than we think it is.
Than we think it is.
Yes, Lum. Now, I think we'd better take all the proper steps to protect our interest, Lum. if it does prove to be valuable, we don't want it to get away from us through our own sure neglect, you know.
Yeah, well, just a minute.
Now, here's what I had in mind, Long.
Well, yeah, well...
I've checked with some of my business and legal contacts, and the only thing to do is organize a company.
Huh?
We can organize a corporation and sell stock in whatever that formula makes. Now, I'm willing to go in and take charge of things, promote the promotion, and all that, you know, Long.
Yeah, but listen,
Squire. I'm willing to do it for merely a half interest in the company. Now, here's what
I... Now, wait a minute, Squire.
You cut him down to a third there, Long.
Squire, you may not know it, but you're just about 3 minutes too late.
What's that?
The company is done organized.
What do you mean, Long?
Me and Abner is partners in what'll be known as the Edwards and Peabody Chemicals Company.
Huh?
And we're getting out the famous Hempstead formula.
Well, now, wait. Now, hold on, Lum. I've got something to say about that. Don't forget that I'm one of the Hempstead heirs.
You ain't no more a Hempstead heir than I am, and you know it. The box was found in my house, and I, Granny's, I'll do with it whatever I want to. Now, you get out of here and stay out.
Well, now, Lum, I'll check with my legal contacts, and I'll show you that I've got a legitimate claim to that. You'll see, too.
Go and check your contacts. I don't care.
That's our time, Lum.
Farmer, I guess I surprised him.
Yeah, well, doggy, you surprised me, too. But when did we organize a company?
We never.
Huh?
I think it's a good idea, though. Shake hands, Abner. Me and you just went into the chemicals business.
Well, so that's how big corporations are formed.